The 6th African Development Forum kicked off today, November 19, 2008, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, at the United Nations Conference Center. This year's forum will focus on action on gender equality, women's empowerment, and ending violence against women in Africa. A warm welcome to the UN Radio from Addis Ababa. My name is Brooke Mengistu, working with the Speak Africa, a youth-focused communication platform. I have here with me three participants that are taking part in this year's forum.
I am Tessie Madu from Nigeria.
I am Elizabeth Haruno from Uganda.
I'm also Thomas Balu from Liberia.
In most discussions on violence against women, people bring up the issue of harmful traditional practices as a contributing factor. So Tess, why do you think we haven't made a significant progress in addressing this?
We believe that culture is dynamic, but when it concerns these harmful traditional practices, you find out that culture is no longer dynamic. You know, people believe that it should be the same because of what they benefit from it. And also, when it concerns women again, women remotely are also used by people who benefit from it to perpetrate this evil against their fellow women.
How do we get people outraged?
We should move from talk, action, and commitment. There's need to educate every gender on the harmful practices. If you sensitize a part of the society and leave the other one, you have done nothing. And also again, empowerment. The gender that is disadvantaged needs to be empowered because they are not empowered. They eat from the crumbs. And when they don't dance to the tune of whoever is providing the crumbs, they are denied of the crumbs. So they want to dance to that tune. But when they are empowered, they have a voice. They can speak out because they are no longer eating from the crumbs. They are now providing the bread.
So Thomas, you're from Liberia, which recently came out of a long drawn out conflict. And we hear about those in power being called to account for atrocities. But what happens to those who physically took part in committing, say, rapes?
Yeah, I think presently in Liberia there is a process of this Truth and Reconciliation Commission that is ongoing, and for me, I welcome that seriously. Most people were recommending a war crime court. What I'm saying is that we do not have to totally ignore perpetrators, but if you have to bring them to book, make them to realize their mistakes, then if there is a need to educate them in order to also use these same people to inform other people about their wrongs and then make those corrections and then set the benchmark so that other people will also live by that to avoid the mistakes that were made in the past so that they will live up to the commitment and to the treaties that have been signed all around, and you know, that will be necessary. I'm not really recommending that these people, everybody that committed these atrocities, be strictly punished according to law, but also they should be aware that they have done wrong and they should be brought to book.
Okay, coming back to the ADF, which is why we're here, Elizabeth, does Africa really need new policies to address the gender-based violence and empowerment of women?
I think I empathize with the view that we don't really need more policies because we have enough. Globally, at the region of Africa, at the sub-regions, we have enough policies. Now what remains is to translate these policy declarations and, you know, commitments on paper into practice in order to stem the problem of violence against women at all levels in Africa.
And how do we monitor progress?
If the focus of this ADF is really action, one hopes that from here it will be commitment to action. I attend this conference as someone coming from civil society. I actually work at a very local level on issues that have to do with economic empowerment of women, but especially to address how women's poverty translates into them being very vulnerable to violence. So one hopes that by the various participants in this conference committing themselves not only to action but monitoring progress, one hopes that that's the only way. I don't think there is another way. We have to move to action and monitor that action and make sure that we have concrete changes in effects of violence against women at all levels.
Thank you to all of you for sharing your views. I'll let you go back to your meeting now. This is Brooke Mangustu from Speak Africa reporting for UN Radio in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.